This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And welcome in hour three of the Steve Gruber Show on this Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. Hello across the great state of Michigan, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. The show, of course, stevegruber.com for content, giveaways, much, much more. And find Steve on Twitter as well at Steve Gruber Show. Coming up in this hour, Rabbi Spiro, known as America's Rabbi. Join us in just a bit. Ross Marchand, he's Director of Policy at Taxpayer Protection Alliance. All that coming up in this hour. And before we're done, a little bit of news on Dick's Sporting Goods. You might recall they made a pretty strong gun control stance recently. Is it helping, hurting sales? We'll fill you in. I'm down here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. And it's finals week here, so students are studying very hard for their finals this week, and I just give the finals. I don't have to take them, which is good for me. I enjoy not having that pressure anymore, although I have to grade them. You know, being a teacher now, I teach in the journalism department here, you do appreciate the kind of work that goes into a teacher's life. And I don't teach the freshman courses, you know, where you have 25 kids in a class and teach three sessions. That's a lot of papers to grade. I have smaller classes as I do my journalism stuff here at Hillsdale. You can find all things Hillsdale at hillsdale.edu. And I guess I should mention this at least once every time I host. Look, Hillsdale College, you might know, it's pretty special. I work here. So yeah, I think it's special, but it is. It's a great place. And we do what we do because of the support of people like you. People who like what we do at Hillsdale and who want to support us. We take no money from the government. No federal, no state, nothing. No money, not a penny. Not a penny. But that means we need our friends to assist us. Our students can't take student loans. The federal student loans? No, they can't. So instead, if you look at our course catalog, we have page after page after page of grants, private scholarships funded by our supporters and friends of the college. We can't do anything without them, and perhaps without you, if you are a friend and or supporter. So that's especially important to us. You can find out more about anything Hillsdale at hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. I mentioned this earlier, but it's important enough to mention it again. There's a story in the, this story's been covered now for a couple of weeks, but a big story in the New York Times today. With power grabs in the Midwest, GOP risks a 2020 backlash. And basically discusses Michigan, Wisconsin, the activities in the quote-unquote lame duck session of government, trying to actually do work while there are some politicians waiting to take office and to grab their power. The point of the story is that Republicans in Michigan and Wisconsin are risking a backlash, could hurt the party's image if they follow through on these things before they leave office. It's a really long piece. It's like six pages printed, so I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. But if you have heard any of the coverage of what's happening in Lansing and what's happening in Madison, as Scott Walker's time in office and Rick Snyder here in Michigan comes to an end, you think it's the end of the world, end of democracy. A, it's never happened before, totally unprecedented. How could you think about doing these things in a lame duck session? And, it's ripping apart the fabric of our democracy. It's doing terrible things, and it's just awful, awful. Authoritarianism, whatever that, you've heard all this stuff. And the word coup has been thrown around. Yeah, you have to mention that, there's a coup in Madison. Noah Rothman over at Commentary is great. He's actually going to be in Hillsdale at Hillsdale in February. He has a piece at Commentary, Commentary Magazine, called The Wisconsin Coup That Wasn't. And I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but enough to make his point, which is this is not unusual. This has happened in the past. We have survived. Democrats have done it previously. So what are you so upset about? Essentially, if everything that Republicans do is the end of the world without any sort of context that's happened before, you're never going to win your point. Wisconsin coup that wasn't. In it, he reminds people that, well, hey, this has happened before, and it's happened, Democrats have done it in other cases, in other states, sometimes not that long ago. In North Carolina, 1972, 1984, 1988, legislative Democrats were behind the effort to rein in the new governor's appointment power. In New Jersey, 1991, Democrat Party lost control of both legislative chambers. On the eve of reapportionment, and with New Jersey set to lose a congressional seat, that would have left Republicans in control of the federal redistricting process. So, legislative Democrats spent the lame duck session stripping power from Republicans and ceding redistricting to an independent commission. Meanwhile, this is Illinois, and this is just 4 years ago. Less than 4 years ago, Republican Bruce Rauner won an upset over Democrat Pat Quinn. And so Democrats moved in the lame duck session to truncate the length of the term to which the governor could appoint a comptroller. The comptroller had died just after being reelected, and so the governor was going to appoint a successor to a four-year term. Democrats said, we can't have that, and they changed the law in the lame duck session to strip the Republican governor of power, to say, no, you don't get 4 years, you get 2 years. And Democrats knew they would have the advantage in 2016 in a presidential election year to get a Democrat elected to comptroller. It happened. Massachusetts, had John Kerry been elected to the presidency in 2004, then Governor Mitt Romney would have been legally obligated to choose his replacement to the U.S. Senate. That would have been a Republican. That would not do for New Jersey Democrats. So they overrode Romney's veto of a bill to strip his office of senatorial appointment power. They took power away from the Republican governor. What happened next? Well, Ted Kennedy died, as you might recall, in 2009. There was a Democrat in power at that point, Deval Patrick. He wanted to appoint a senator, and so Democrats just repealed the law and let Deval Patrick pick the successor for Ted Kennedy. He then goes on to mention all the times that it's been attempted and not successful. When Governor Scott Walker was about to take office in 2011, Jim Doyle, the outgoing Democrat, and other Democrats tried to lock in public sector contract for years over the objections of Governor Scott Walker. Let him govern, right? That's the cry these days. They tried that in Illinois again when Pat Quinn lost. Chris Christie in New Jersey in 2009. Really, if you have heard anyone talking about this, what's happening in Lansing, what's happening in Madison, the coup in Wisconsin, you just have to read Noah Rothman to understand the context of what's happening and why it is not so unprecedented. Over at CommentaryMagazine.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
My husband was the love of my life. He started having headaches, and 1 month later, he passed away.
I really wish he could come back.
We ended up taking it out on each other, and we knew something needed to change, and then we heard about Ellie's Place.
Ellie's Place was special because everybody felt the same way I did.
Ellie's Place supports grieving children throughout the year and especially during the holidays. To learn more about their special programs, visit elliesplace.org. Generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.